Hello.
Good morning. Is this Mark?
Yeah.
Hey, Mark. It's Sean with Local Splash.
So, who's Jazz?
Jazzwan John.
What?
Jazzwan John Hill.
Who's that?
That's me. That's my my legal first name is pronounced Jazzwan.
Okay. So, as I spoke to you yesterday, I am highly, highly, highly suspect. As of right now, I am convinced that my $300 is gone to a gang of highly accomplished scammers.
Not at all. Not at all. Why would you think that?
Because you have 15 different names.
I don't have 15 different names. Google me. Jazzwan John Hill. I've been here for 10 years.
Because you call me, you know I'm in the 805, and you figure out how to get your dialer to call me on an 805, so I think it's a local.
It's a voiceover internet system, Mark.
You know,
You have no reason to be skeptical, Mark. We're fully legit. You can drive down over here and come shake my hand if you like.
That's probably what I'm going to do. And then I get some guy who's going to sign me up to get information. And he says to me, do you have a website or do you want us to make a website for you? I said, I have a website.
Yeah,
and then
Alan.
He said, okay. And then he said, I need access to the website. I don't need your credentials. I said, okay, great, but I need access to your website. So what do you mean you need access? Well, I need your username. When somebody tells me that they don't need my credentials, but they need my username, I know I'm dealing with somebody who's, you know, the biggest idiot in the world or just a Nigerian scammer. So, you know, that doesn't, I told you, because I still, I mean, I have $300, but I really believe that for $300, you can put me on the first page of Google Maps. So, and then when I get these calls, my bullshit detector is totally activated.
I remember that yesterday when I spoke with you, and you definitely had your fences up. Now, Alan, for example, was only covering me because I hadn't gotten to the office yet. I didn't get in until 9 o'clock, and we had your client interview scheduled for 8 o'clock. Now, I notated your account heavily. I even did the keyword research yesterday myself and put the keywords in there so the client interview would be ready.
Put this all on hold until I can come and meet you face to face. Because,
well, if that's the case, I mean, I would literally have to cancel the account. I mean, we have to start working on these right away.
See, there it comes. Okay, there it comes. I don't want.
I need to do a client interview with you. I have to. If you're paying us already, we have to start working on it. Period. Did you not? I mean, you signed your subscription terms, but if you read it, we have to start working on it, and we ask you to be responsive and help us do the client interview. That's why I scheduled the client interview.
I'm in my car. I can be in Orange County in 2 hours.
Yeah, and I'm also working. You're not the only client that I have, sir.
You are putting up all of the flags, everything, every single flag that just tells me after 40 years of living, growing up in New York, and 40 of business and fraud. You've got a bullseye on you. No, there's not one real thing you've said.
Not one real thing that I said.
You've got 15 different names.
I have one name, Mark. Look, come on. You're killing me here. I got one name. My name is Jazzwan John Hill. Google me. I've been here 10 years. I don't have a single bad review. I have thousands of people that I work with. I understand you're skeptical.
I have to do a dig. I'm not happy. I've kissed away a Friday night dinner with my wife, basically, is what I feel right now.
No, you didn't. You didn't. I don't know. You're just jumping to this conclusion. I don't know why there's a sudden change of heart because I had one stupid rep tell you he needed your website credentials when we don't. A lot of times when we sign people up, they don't even have a website.
If he's working, okay. Let's go through the interview. Let's finish up the interview. I'll play the game. I'll finish up the interview.
Thank you. Okay, hold on one second.
Just don't tell me you need my social security number.
That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Oh, my God. And the only reason we're calling you from an 805 number is because I'm calling you through my computer instead of my landline. If you like,
I understand. Your computer has been set to
we're a national company. We're here in Newport, but we do this all over the U.S. So it draws a number. Even if I call somebody in New York, they get a New York number. They don't get a 877 number unless I call them on my landline.
I get that, but that's designed to fake people, stupid people like me out.
No, it's not. It's not at all. If honestly, you wouldn't even got the opportunity had we called you from a different number. You probably wouldn't have answered. And then guess what? And then your business never gets up there. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing we did that because you'd miss the opportunity altogether. And I think this is what's going to really make the business pop.
Let's work on this interview.
Okay. All right, so I have a client interview technician, Catherine, here. She's going to jump on the line and walk you through the client interview. Give me one second. She's in that department. That's the only way. Only reason why I'm not doing it myself. Okay, it has to go through her. Now, you could still call me directly back. You got my direct number and extension. At any time this morning, you could have just dialed in and called me directly.
I'm not the one selling here, so I don't call.
It's your business, though. We ask you to be responsive for your company. If we're trying to work for you, cooperation.
Yeah, I know you need my cooperation, but I need to feel like I'm dealing with somebody honest, and I'm only going to put in so much work to...
You don't feel like I'm honest because my first name is Jazwan, and my last name's Hill, and my middle name's John, and I go by on a day-to-day basis. Nobody in this office calls me Jazwan. They all call me John.
I get that.
I've been called John. My dad's name is John. So that's how it goes. Sometimes I get called Junior. So, so I don't understand why that's an issue.
You've been around the block like me, you would know.
I've been around the block. I'm 30 years old with two children. Like I said, my dad's 60. He lives like not far from you. I've been around your block too. I'm not a dumb guy, and especially when it comes to online marketing and advertising, I've been doing it for a third of my life. You know, Google's been around since I was born, practically.
So put me on with somebody, and let's see if we can get this done.
Okay, I'm gonna get you transferred over. They're asking if she can call you back here at 9:30.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Hey, you have my number. Okay, I'm gonna send it to you again right now. We're legit. You need anything? Just call me directly. I'll clear it up for you. That guy was just covering for me because I wasn't in yet.
I got it. Perfect.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. Huh?
Hello.
Hey, Marcus. It's John.
So why am I being told that I need to give information because of marketing campaigns you're doing for me on Facebook and other places when I thought I'm signing up for Google Business? What's that all about?
Yeah, so you are on Google Business. Did you read the paperwork I sent you yesterday?
Listen, words are what's important to me.
Okay. No problem. Mark, don't feel attacked. I'm not attacking you. I'm helping you and your company, okay?
I don't really care what you're doing. We spoke about something.
You are getting Google advertising on the first page. It's a Google Places placement.
Again, what you are doing is setting me up for the same fucking scam as Yelp, okay?
No, I'm not.
I'm giving you information, which this woman says, so we can do Facebook, and I'm going to end up with a 5 or 10,000 fucking ad budget for
no, you're not.
For my car.
No, you're not. Mark.
Can
you listen? I've listened to you, and I've formulated a campaign to help your business and to get you exactly what I felt like you needed, and I'm a professional, okay?
What's this campaign going to cost?
Nothing. It's a part of your package. That's why I asked if you read the agreement that I sent you. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and it's going to get you more opportunity than just being on Google. What I did is I made us your one-stop shop for everything online. That way you don't have to worry about another bill.
Do you have my permission to do that?
That's why we sent the subscription terms and you sign off on it. That's why I'm asking you if you read it.
Without our conversation, did I give you any inkling in my conversation that I wanted anything other than, for now, than top position on Google Maps? Did I give you any kind of indication that anything else mattered to me?
It's a part of the service, Mark. It comes with the package. It comes with it. It's not an extra charge. I'm not adding an extra charge for anything else. Okay? It's part of the package.
I'm not going to wake up one day that do a huge scam charge because
It says that in the agreement. It's a one-time payment per month of $299, which you've already paid. There is no other charges that are going to be happening. It's $299. Your next bill is due on the 5th. It's $299. That's it.
Whatever.
There's no other charges, Mark. You're panicking, and you're not trusting me.
I'm just not getting what I want, and that's all.
Are getting what you want. This is exactly what you want. I just feel like most people, you don't know what you want because you don't market. You know what I mean? You haven't done this before.
I haven't done this before, and I've been down this path a half a dozen times with people who signed me up for stuff that was useless. So
okay, all I'm asking you for, Mark, is to trust me. Okay.
Send me your full name. Send me your LinkedIn profile.
Sure.
Okay. And then have your person call me back. Thank you.
Okay. Jesus Christ. That is ridiculous.